All right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for being here. I was so touched and honored when they asked if I would share some of my learnings with all of you on this company-wide call. And so a lot of you I have not had the benefit to meet, but welcome. And I hope to do that at the next convention. It's being live streamed. Whoa, no pressure. So when I was thinking about what might be valuable to share with you all, I realized that one of the things my background and training has given me is the ability and the tools to not come across as salesy when I meet someone. So one of the things, the first thing is I hope you all have your 20 to 30 second elevator pitch of when someone asks you what you do, right? And I will share with you what I say. I say, I am a rep and a trainer for a new line of immune and health products backed by a team of really smart doctors, scientists, and nutritionists. Only because they restored my health, and I am blessed that I can do it from my phone. That's it. That is my, that might be 10 or 15 seconds, right? And it's really important. I've added in one sentence, right? I tell them what I do. I tell them it's new because I want them to know they probably haven't heard about these products. And then I tell them I can do it from anywhere on my phone. So when do I do this? So some of you might know I bought an RV and I have been traveling around. I went and spent 3 months in Alaska. And I am not usually shy. And I talk to everybody. Tracy can, yeah, vouch for that. She's traveled with me many times and she just goes, oh my goodness, I don't know how you start conversations with people at the grocery store or, but I'm not starting conversations with them to sell them anything, right? I know a lot of us here have a spiritual basis that we live by, and mine is that when someone is put in my path, I believe there's a reason. And my job is to find out what that is. So I will share with you that sometimes I think people just need a word of encouragement, a smile, a hello, to be seen, to be recognized or acknowledged. But I also know that people sometimes need more than that. And so when I connect with somebody or start a conversation, I will compliment them, right? If I honestly and genuinely do, for some reason, I'm on a boot kick. If somebody is wearing boots and I like them, I'm going to tell them, hey, I love your boots. Those are really cute. Something like that. So, but I ask questions about them and I wait because the more I can draw them out, right? Ask about where do they live? What do you do for work? Do you love it? That's always one of my favorite questions. Most people aren't going to tell you they love their job, but it opens a whole big world beyond just, I'm a computer programmer, right? How do you crack that nut when you're in a conversation? So I try to draw them out enough. And what I'm doing is earning the right to be heard because I'm building the relationship and they're going to hopefully at some point ask me, what is it that you do? And that's when I say, I am a rep for a brand new line of immune and gut health products that are backed by a whole lot of really smart people. And I'm loving what I do. So I guess one of the things I tell people, too, is that I felt compelled to share these products. Some of you may not know my story. I'll give you the Reader's Digest shortened version. In 2017 and 2018, I was bedridden for literally 16 months, sleeping 16 hours a day. I wound up with 7 specialists at the Mayo Clinic. They diagnosed me with 5 chronic autoimmune disorders. We had tried 29 different prescription medications. I was on 12 daily at the point that Tracy, JD, thankfully, one of my dear friends, brought me the products that got me out of bed and started my healing progress. And I have to say that now I know, well, let's just say I know I'm at next level. I mean, I'm starting with this, with our immune products, I'm starting some pretty advanced detox, I can tell. Phew. So anyway, I feel amazing. I am able to fish 16 hours a day. In Alaska, I did. We don't have enough daylight down here, no. But so I share with them that I felt compelled to share about these products, that I was a financial advisor in private practice. And that kind of gets their attention. Usually they're like, whoa, why would someone in financial services make a big transition? But I believe so strongly, and I still do, in these products that I had to convert over. So I always talk about the 3 important things to have when we're sharing is conviction, belief, and enthusiasm. The 3 legs of the stool. The first one is your conviction that you might have something that can help them, and your belief in the products, and your enthusiasm to share about them, right? I mean, we are, because it's so hopeful. We have hope. We are hope brokers. So maybe I should change my little elevator speech to say, I'm a hope broker. I broker hope for people because I had 5 chronic autoimmune issues and I'm all better. So anyway, I guess my belief that we don't meet people by accident has been pretty powerful because when I meet someone new, I'll be honest, I'm almost prayerful about it. I pause, and sometimes I say, okay, God, why is this person in my path? Why did you allow us to meet? How can I help them, witness to them? I'm not out there. Don't worry. I'm not carrying a Bible and being evangelical, but I am being discerning and prayerful. So when you start to build the relationship with somebody, it's that you're a team. So when somebody asks me what I do, or they ask me more about the products, I ask a lot more questions before I answer a single word. I had to learn, and again, being new in direct sales or network marketing as of 3 years ago, I had to learn to bite my tongue and use the tools that we have. I would word vomit on everyone. I mean, I remember telling Tracy early on, yeah, gosh, I don't know how I'm going to get to all these people that have reached out to me from my Facebook Live because, you know, I'm on the phone for an hour with each one of them. And, of course, she did the palm plant on her forehead and said, oh, no, no, just get them in the group. Say very little. Now I can tell you I say very little. I'm like, here's the group. I'll tag you in some information. That's after I have said, please tell me what you're struggling with, what prompted you to ask me for more information. And then I can give them better information too. So that's kind of, one other tip. Keep the conversation on your path whether people know it or not, you can direct this conversation. And I usually have, once they've asked me about the products, I'm in charge of that conversation. And I'm not going to let them derail me to some other topic, or I will circle back about it several times. Few keywords. I do ask people now to make a 6-month commitment to the products, to giving it a try. And then I use the word promise. When they say, oh, okay, I'll place an order, I say, now promise me that you aren't going to quit before the 6 months, because I will promise you that I will coach you and help you and pull all of our available resources in to see that you get the best results. Can you promise me that? The word promise is super powerful. People don't like to break a promise. So when they call me 3 months in and say, I haven't lost weight, I'm not feeling any different, I say, yep, I know. Remember that 6-month promise? Yeah, we're halfway there. But hang on, don't quit. And sometimes at that point, I have them double down. So promise is a real powerful word. The other things when I use when people ask for information is normally, typically, and obviously. So when someone says, how long do I need to stay on these products? I say, well, obviously, we're restoring your gut health from the inside out. So I typically ask people to make a 6-month commitment. Obviously, everyone is very different, so we don't know how long it will take for you to see the same results. But I would encourage you not to quit. Does that make sense? I have just used 3 words in sentences, obviously, normally, and typically, because people want to be typical. They don't want to be the lone loser out there, like, oh, I didn't follow directions, or I didn't. So I work those words in all the time. And those 3 little words cost my former financial services company about $25,000 in training they put into me. Right? Silly them. But it really does work. And I always, always look at myself as I'm a consultant. I'm a coach. And I'm not selling anything. So don't be salesy. Listen, ask a lot of questions. And have fun, right? So God put this person in your path for a reason. Go find out what it is. That's it. I would love to hear from other people as to what you do, say, how do you introduce products into the conversation when you're in person or even online. Because I've been traveling, have been doing a lot more in person. But online is good too. I know Tiffany did a fabulous job last Saturday of talking about how to do a reach out about sharing the information on the products. So let's see some hands up, please. I would love your ideas and tips. We all learn from each other. Nancy, thank you.
Hey, I'm just jumping in, but definitely want to hear from others. You might not think what you have to share is important, but it really is just the simplest thing that you do. But I wanted to touch on just in person. I love doing that. I loved everything. I'm sure everyone was hanging on every word you were saying, because just those simple ways that you express yourself, it's so intentional. Your words are intentional. They have intention behind them. You know why you're saying them and what you kind of are steering the outcome to be in terms of an answer. So I love that, and it's so important. So I love in person. I was around some people the other day, and I always make sure I have the coffee sticks and the sleep samples in my purse. That's just a great way to, if you don't know what to say, you're still uncomfortable, you know, giving someone a little gift of sleep or energy is the easiest in, right? And just, that's one of the ways that I just make sure that no matter if I'm in a great mood or not a great mood or tongue tied or totally social, I always have a tool in my purse where I can start that. Make sure that we connect on social media. That way where they're following me, you know, they're building that trust. And, you know, I can't tell you how many friends on my Facebook are just people that I've met out and about at the grocery store, at the coffee shop, you know, anywhere. It's funny, I have names in my phone that sometimes, you know, I don't take good notes. I don't remember where I met them, but I usually, if I write a note in my phone, it'll be just where we met, and it'll trigger me if they ever call me or text me. So that's what I wanted to share. Would love to hear from other people as well.
Thanks, Nancy. That's awesome. Yeah, I do take notes in my phone as well, like you said. If they've mentioned the names of their kids or what they do, I do write down where we met, the date we met, and anything else they've shared with me, so that when I do follow up with them, they're shocked that I remembered the name of their dog that might need pet help. Right? It's like, how did you remember my dog's name? Pat Tracy, I see you have your hand up.
Yes. It doesn't really have to do with the business, but it does have to do with running into someone that that you were talking about, that everybody that you run into has a purpose. I was in the grocery store the other day, and I ran into a lady at least 10 times in different areas of the store. Yeah, you know, and I was helping her with this and helping her with that. She was a little more elderly than I could say that I am, but I'm really not. I won't put myself in that category. But anyway, we get to the checkout, and we're in the same checkout line. And she turns around, she goes, ah, and she puts her hands on my basket. And she said, you've been following me the whole way. And I went, yeah, I guess it was just meant to be. And so we're getting in line, and she's paid for her thing, and she's sitting there fumbling, and they asked for $6.25 more. I don't know what she's bought. And there's no way she's going to find that in this purse she's got. And I said, well, I got the $6 if you got the 25. She said, oh yeah, I got that. And I knew that was part of her. So the lady in that was checkout was doing the baggage, was about ready to pull a quarter out of her pocket. She said, no, I have it. And so she got her quarter out, and she paid her bill, and she said, thank you so much. I said, Merry Christmas. And I thought, that's just meant to be that we met at the chicken thing, and I was helping her with chicken at first, but I ultimately went through the whole store, and we kept running into each other, and then this is how it ended up. So
that's awesome, Pat. Those are what I call the God prod.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when somebody keeps showing up in your past, it's like, hello, little tap on the shoulder, that maybe there's something to share with them. So thank you, Pat.
So,
Laura Ballard.
Good morning, everyone. How are you today? I just wanted to, as you were talking about divine intervention and the moments that God uses to put people in our lives, I feel that way about the company's products to begin with, that these were divinely brought together for a time such as this, which has been, you know, reiterated over and over and over again. And I could see how that's happening for a reason, you know, in our culture these days. But one of the pictures, a visual that God's given me for several years about our life is this tapestry that he's weaving in each of our lives. And often the tapestry, an unfinished tapestry, can look, the colors don't coordinate, the strings don't match, the front and the back of the tapestry are all kind of in disarray. But as God starts to reveal this tapestry that he's finishing, putting all of our lives together and all of these events together, it comes together in a really beautiful picture. And so that was the picture I got, Nancy, of the divine interventions that God puts in our paths, and how we never know. Sometimes they're scary. Sometimes they're, you know, sometimes it's scary to approach, you know, somebody you don't know in public. You can see that they're obviously struggling, you know, and it's kind of hard to go up to somebody and say, you look like you're kind of not doing very well. they're, you know, what's going on? How can I help you? And I totally believe that those are the pieces of that tapestry that God's putting together in our life to help us to create this beautiful image of God in relationships with us and everybody around us. So, I guess just all that to say that I believe completely in those divine interventions and those people that God puts in our paths and how he's weaving all of our lives together, you know, through these Zooms, he's weaving us together just because of the things that are shared here and the little tidbits of wisdom. And I appreciate everybody that, gives to that, you know, and feeds into that. So thank you for sharing that, Nancy. And I just wanted to kind of share a little bit about that, image that God's kind of given me over the years, about how people in our lives are so important.
Yes. One day we will see clearly, right? Thank you, Laura. That was wonderful. Carol Herkenhoff.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I just wanted to kind of bounce off what you were talking about, building relationships. I had a super busy weekend. I have another business. I was at the Holiday Boutique at the Convention Center, and I knew I just wasn't going to have a whole lot of time for this business, but I'm thinking, you know, I'm still can talk to people. I'm still, you know, there, and especially my neighboring vendors that were right around me. I knew I was spending 3 days with them, and I picked up so many different conversations. There was one lady, she was a young girl, like in her 20s. And that's one thing too. Don't ever assume that they're not going to have any issues, no gut issues or anything like that, being young and energetic or looking energetic anyway. First conversation with her, find out she's got thyroid problems. She has a lot of gut issues. I gave her some samples. The next morning, you know, she's like, oh, I did really sleep good, and I woke up really energetic this morning. So, you know, it just helped with all of that kind of stuff. The girl right next to me, but first off, this girl that had the thyroid issue, she's like, oh, this would be good for a friend of mine. She has IBS, you know. I said, okay, I'll do that. My other neighbor, easy conversation starter, first thing in the morning, she's sitting there with an energy drink. And I'm like, that was the conversation right there. I'm like, oh, you got to get off that. I got something better for you right here. And then I noticed she had a insulin patch on her too. So I knew she needed blood sugar. She was just eating something, you know, sweet in the morning. And so we just got on that conversation, got her going on it. She has 3 young kids, found that out. So she's, you know, needed that energy, things like that. And then last night we were at a Toys for Tots, actually Toys for Teens event, and ran into a gal afterwards. She almost is starting the conversation about her having some gut issues that she had. I gave her some samples, went to friend her and add her to Happiness Gut Connection. Find out I'm already friends with her. I've already invited her to Happiness Gut Connection. She got lost in the path there, so she must have been a friend of a friend before that I had done that. And we chatted. So she's just really going to be interested. And she's like, yeah, I think you got me going there. So for 4 days, I thought I was going to be too busy to run this business, and I have at least 5 new contacts I'm dealing with this, following up. So, yeah, you just got to build those, like you said, build the relationships, keep asking those questions.
Yep. Awesome. Thank you. Those are great examples of recent and live and in person. Ron McNeil. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Nancy. I really appreciate you this morning because I am those throw up kind of people because our products are so amazing and I want to help everybody, and I've got to do better at letting them talk to me instead of me just wanting to fix them, because that's notorious the way I am. You know, I will throw products. That's like, you know, that elevator speech, I love your elevator speech because it doesn't put any pressure on anything, which thank you for that. And I'm glad I'm part of this Miracle Morning this morning because you've done some awesome things for me. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad it was helpful. That's, before I ever do anything like this or a Facebook Live, I just pause and pray and say, okay, hopefully I'm just the vessel and the words are his, not mine. So anybody else? How are we for time? Oh, we got 3 minutes. We're doing good, aren't we? But it's time to wrap it up. So, yeah. Anybody else real quick? Did your hand go back up, Ron? I know you're driving. I don't want to cause a crash. Okay. I think he's good. Well, thank you all for being here. I hope that you found some value. You know, my favorite expression is just suit up, show up, and be of service. And I guess another way to say that is bloom where you're planted. And swallow the frog. I will leave you with that one. If you don't know what that means, it was ingrained in me. And I'll just show you. This is right in front of me all day. Every day. That means if you know that you have a frog on the menu sometime today, right? Eat it first. Get it over with. Do that one thing that you're avoiding, procrastinating, maybe don't want to do. So yesterday I worked on taxes all day. Yes, 2020 confession. Anyway, thank you all for your participation and letting me share a few nuggets. I'll kick it back to Michael.
Well, well, awesome, Nancy. I remember the first time I met you. You know, I liked you the first time I met you. You're such an incredible lady. And we're actually blessed to have you in part of this community. So, and special thanks to you for showing up today and giving some golden nuggets. I just wanted to recap just a little on some of the things that you shared this morning and others was when you're out and about, give a genuine compliment to someone. I thought that was very, very important. And also, when you are giving that compliment, it's the start of a building of a relationship, right? Not a sell, right? I think that's very important. It's a building of a relationship and not a sell. And you also talked about this 30-second elevator pitch, which I really like. I tend to lean towards less is more. If you can, you know, compact your story or whatever you're saying into like I always liken it into a hand grenade, right? Something small, but yet very powerful. And that's exactly what you did. And when you're telling that, pitch, you have to have conviction and belief. Conviction and belief because the energy that is coming off of you, people feel that, right? And when you're passionate about it, they also feel that. And so less is more. I'd like to thank those that raised their hand this morning. Nancy, Laura, Carol, Pat, Ron, thank you for your contribution this morning. We appreciate every one of you always jumping on these Tuesdays and Saturdays. These are very, very important and integral part to building our business because we learn different strategies from different people into the community. And so we are thankful for that. I'd like to close this out in prayer now. Thank you again, Nancy. You're amazing. Keep fishing. Keep sharing those fishing stories with us. Father in heaven, we thank you for this golden opportunity. It's an opportunity of a lifetime because we have amazing products that work on a cellular level. And it's an incredible time to be living in because gut health is more important than ever. And I think people are finally waking up and learning and wanting to know more about what's going on with their health. May we be advocates, pioneers of this, and may we do it boldly and continue to keep samples on us as we are about. Never be caught off guard, but always be ready in season to share this wonderful grand opportunity with others. We really do have the best products. And you know what? We are so grateful to you, Father, that you included us in this path. And as we go about our day and our week, may we continue to have faith and walk in that, that faith and belief. Bless us now as we depart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You guys can unmute. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
See you later.
Come on, bye.